Seven local businesses are receiving approximately $1.25 million from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, Nipissing MPP Vic Fedeli announced Friday, from the site of Kinnor Construction's new commercial and industrial construction waste processing and recycling center on Marsh Drive in North Bay. According to Fedeli, the funding will create 33 new jobs while promoting economic development in northeastern Ontario. Our government continues to foster a strong future in Nipissing by supporting economic growth, job creation and reaffirming the North as a great place to live and work, Fedeli said. It's one more way we are signaling to the world that Northern Ontario is open for business and open for jobs. Ken Sim, president of Kinnor Construction said, the funding assistance provided by NOHFC has allowed us to expand our operations, grow our team and provide a much-needed service to the commercial and industrial sectors in the Nipissing region. Recyclable materials will be diverted away from the landfill as the new waste processing and recycling center will allow them to be processed by Kinnor and recycling partners within the community. Although Kinnor did not receive the largest of the grants, Fedeli gave a special nod to the significance of the project. They will be diverting waste from the landfill and making it into a viable product they can sell, he said, pointing to piles of materials nearby. See photo gallery. That is tons of waste. Kinnor is mulching construction waste, grinding it into wood chips that can be sold and repurposed. The recycling operation is unique to the North, says Sim, and besides the environmentally friendly component, it also has the added benefit of job creation. We've hired 3 full-time, and when it's open and at its full capacity in 2022, we'll probably go up to about 10 full-time positions, Sim advised. Another recipient of NOHFC funding, North Bay Plastic Molders, appreciates all the assistance from MPP Vic Fedeli. This is a huge help in increasing export sales and reshoring imported products to Canada as well as job creation, said Donald Champagne, the company's president. The $1.25 million in funding from the NOHFC will go to the following projects: $400,000 for Fabrine Inc., a manufacturer and supplier of high-quality plastic products, to purchase new equipment. $200,000 for Eagle Eye Drilling Services Inc., a drilling contractor that specializes in long-hole drilling services for the underground mining sector, to purchase drills and other equipment. $199,950 for Easttip Family Farms, a mixed-use farming operation startup with focus on commercial goat farming alongside cash crops of wheat and barley, to assist with farming and machine repairs. $175,922 for the Finch Beach Resort, a regional retreat offering a post-COVID tourism market, to assist with the purchase of property, construction of the winterized art studio, renovation of cabins and sheds and purchase of furniture and appliances. $160,000 for Kinnor Construction Inc., professional construction, landscaping, renovation and excavation services, starting a new division geared towards waste recycling and processing in North Bay. $101,004 for North Bay Plastic Molders Inc., a plastic injecting molding service, to purchase new equipment to expand the business. $14,400 for the Municipality of East Ferris. This funding will assist with the Phase 1 planning process of the East Ferris Industrial Park.